Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios, who found a better way to mortgage that you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Thanks for being with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. We appreciate you being with us, and we will get to your phone calls. We've been discussing the Sam Darnold situation. He of the mononucleosis and apparently not playing again on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. Our next guest played quarterback, top-tier quarterback in the SEC for a number of years, the NFL, and the AAF. Joining us here on the show, a member of the CBS Sports team for the last two seasons and served as a college football analyst for the CBS Sports Network. Going to be on the call for USF UConn coming up on Saturday, airing at 7 p.m. Eastern time on CBS Sports Network, and also catch Auburn at Florida this Saturday at 3:30 Eastern time on CBS, Aaron Murray. Aaron, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. What's going on?
Not much, man.
I love the AAF shout-out in there.
Well, what you don't realize is that we probably were the biggest AAF cheerleaders there were in the country. We loved it. Absolutely.
R-I-P-A-A-F.
I know.
Hey, listen, XFL's coming out now, so, I mean, you got something up there in New York.
Well, we were unironically really into the Alliance because the football was really good, and I thought that the gameplay was cool and the teams were fun, and I just thought it was a really fun product, and I think spring football can work. Have you considered coming back to the XFL if they were to have you?
Possibly. We'll see. You know, it gets fun, and it's a lot safer up in the booth, you know, calling football games and doing radio. So, and, you know, I just got married 3 months ago, so I have to get everything approved by the wife now. So I don't know if she enjoyed watching me get the living crap beat out of me after springtime. So it would take a lot of convincing for her. She's a big fan of these little ice cream things called fish food. So I have to give her a bunch of fish food ice cream.
Okay. So Clemson sneaks by with a 1-point win over unranked North Carolina, and UNC goes for the two to try to beat them. And now we're wondering if Clemson is as good as we would have thought. They slipped from number one. Did you think that game showed us that perhaps Clemson, there is a vulnerability there to the Tigers?
I don't think it's just that game. I think it's what we've seen this entire season from them. I mean, they've been good, and maybe we put them on this pedestal because we watched them last year just dominate every single week besides really the Syracuse game, but they really dominated the entire season, dominating the playoffs, obviously, you know, waxed Alabama and put a beating on them like we've never seen before. So I think expectations were, oh my goodness, Trevor Lawrence, it's his team. He gets the whole offseason to be the guy. He gets all the reps in spring and summer, fall camp. He's all these great receivers from Ross and then Etienne at running back. Like, they are going to dominate everyone they play. And it hasn't been like that. I mean, defensive-wise, I've been really impressed by the defense. I think they are really, really good on the side of football. Offensively, it's been a little underwhelming to me. And I wouldn't say necessarily it's a sophomore slump for Trevor Lawrence, but he has not played as well as maybe people were hoping, and I don't know if it's him putting too much pressure on himself or what it is, but he's been good. He hasn't been elite. And I don't think – I'm not worried about them losing in the regular season because you look at their schedule and there's no one left that's ranked right now for them to play. So I think they will continue to kind of skate by in the ACC and go on and win that championship. But looking at the rest of the country and how teams are playing right now, I would not even have them in my top four based on what I've seen so far. I think there are teams right now that have proven that they are better. And obviously they get the benefit of the fact that they won the national championship last year. But if throw that away, and if there wasn't any preseason rankings and you just had to go out there and put a poll together right now and you watched all the film, you'd be crazy to tell me that they deserve to be in the top four at the moment. I think there are teams that are far better and are playing a lot better football at the moment.
Aaron Murray joins us this morning on the show. So I'm guessing your top four in some order is Bama, Georgia, LSU, and Ohio State?
Honestly, I would put Ohio State as one right now. I think Ohio State, to me, is the best football team in America. The way they're playing offensively is tremendous. Justin Fields has taken tremendous strides from last year to this year. You know, seeing him a little bit at the University of Georgia and what he was doing, you could see that he could be special. And he's really taken that next step this year as the guy for Ohio State. So I love what they're doing offensively. And then defensively, those guys must have been really pissed off about their performance last year, and I would have been too, because they were not very good on that side of the football for a team that had a bunch of really good players. And this year they've taken a huge stride forward. So to me, the most complete football team playing the best football right now would be Ohio State. Love what they're doing. And I wouldn't even, to me, Auburn, I would put in my top four somewhere too, because I think they're the best defense in the country. And right now what they're doing on the offensive side of the football is pretty darn good. That freshman Bo Nix has taken huge strides forward from where he was in Oregon game. The offensive line's playing better. They're running the football more efficiently with Whitlow, getting Anthony Schwartz, who's now healthy, involved in the game, both in the pass and run game. So they're another team, too, that you look at them playing great defense, great offense. LSU, Alabama, great offense. Defenses really need to start getting better.
So this is interesting. Aaron Murray joins us here from CBS Sports. You're definitely putting then Auburn and Ohio State in the top four. You said that you wouldn't put Clemson in the top four. And so who is the odd team out with?
I think LSU would be my odd team out at five.
Okay.
I would have, right now, I would have Georgia at, I'd put Alabama at three. That offense just taken by them. Georgia at four, and then LSU right on the outside at five. And then Clemson at six. You know, it's just, you know, that's where I kind of have them right now. Based on who's playing better football, I think those teams right now have looked the best early on the season. But the great thing for Clemson is they're going to get in because they're going to win the ACC championship. And like I said, they're going to skate by. They'll be undefeated, and they will get in there. And then all these other teams are going to have to play each other. Georgia's going to have to play either Alabama or LSU at some point. LSU obviously has to play Auburn and Alabama, and then all those teams can beat each other up. I mean, it could be a crazy scenario, and I don't know what's going to happen. I was talking about this yesterday with a buddy, and I need to research it some more. What if Alabama beats LSU, LSU beats Auburn, and Auburn beats Alabama, and all these teams have one loss? And it could happen, because I really think any of those teams could beat each other up on any given Saturday. So it can get really kooky in the SEC West this year.
Now, do you think it's a foregone conclusion that Clay Helton is not the head coach next year?
No, I don't think so. I think if this team continues to win some games that they weren't supposed to win, honestly, they've won more games to start this year off than I thought they would have, especially with the quarterback issues they've had. I mean, they've had three dudes play quarterback, but they got a bunch of receivers. You know, we talk about some of these receivers in the country, these teams like Alabama, LSU, Clemson. I think USC is a top five when it comes to depth at the receiving position. So it just seems like anyone they plug in there is going out there and playing really well at the quarterback spot. So I don't think so. I think if this team gets to, say, eight, nine wins, gets to a good bowl game, wins a bowl game, I think he's fine. But they still got a lot of tough games ahead of them. That is a good conference in the Pac-12. It's deep. Obviously, we're seeing them just continue to beat each other up. They have to win a lot more games. But if they're a 7-win team, I do think that there could be definitely a changing of the guard at USC.
Finally, Boise State is up to number 15 in the coaches poll. That's the highest ranking for a Group of Five squad this year. When you look at Hank Bachmeier as a young quarterback in that system, what are you seeing?
It was impressive to see him even back to week one. It's amazing to see these freshman quarterbacks going out there and playing really well early on. There's some comfort level. I think it goes back to high school football, honestly. You know, when I was in high school, my team was the only team to run the spread offense. That was it. Everyone else was, you know, kind of in the ancient days of running the triple option. So guys transitioning into college, it was tough. But now you look at high schoolers, they're throwing the football 40 times a game in high school. Then they'll go with all these, you know, private coaches and this and that. And I think it's a little too much. It's a little too extreme. And I think parents can save their money a little bit with that. But they're getting better coaching early on. And I think that's helping them transition well into the college ranks. And obviously he's on a great football team. Boise State is always really good. They're well coached. They got great guys around him, which helps a lot too. But I just think we're seeing it's been easier for freshmen to kind of get in there and play early on and have success just based on the way they're coming in from high school.
Aaron Murray is going to be on the call for USF and UConn coming up Saturday, airing at 7 p.m. Eastern time on CBS Sports Network. Catch Auburn and Florida Saturday at 3:30 Eastern time on CBS. Aaron, it's always good to catch up, my man. Thanks so much for doing it. We'll do it again.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, Aaron Murray, our guest this morning here on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.